This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
A back-to-back text in that last segment. One says, what is Dirt smoking? The next one, you know, Dirt's making some pretty good points right now. Time for the Daily Ticker on a Monday. Brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Pelican Brewing. Four locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location. Enjoy epic views, local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast. Let's go down to Los Angeles for the Daily Ticker. Talk about quarterbacks that we're sure about. Matthew Stafford's pretty damn good. That I know. He won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Not as much this year.
Now, how much money is he worth is the lingering question. Joining us now, Michael J. Duarte, our good friend from down in Los Angeles. Been covering the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Rams, everything.
The whole scene down
in LA for NBC LA. You can follow him on Twitter, at Michael J. Duarte. Michael, good morning to you. There's a million things we want to ask you about, because that's just LA, and you got a lot of stuff going on. Oh, hey, by the way, Luka Doncic is there now. What's the scuttlebutt about Matthew Stafford, the feeling about him, and where do you think this thing is heading, as it looks like from our glance it could be a potential divorce?
Gentlemen, good morning, and thanks for having me on. There was never a dull moment here in Los Angeles, that's for sure. And obviously here with the Rams, the NFL team that has just recently won a Super Bowl here in La La Land, they have a decision to make. And if I'm Matthew Stafford, I must be listening to The Clash, because he's asking himself right now, should I stay or should I go? And as he's out there with his agent looking at other teams, testing the market, seeing what trades are available, the Rams and fans here in L.A. who love Matthew Stafford are wondering, exactly like you said, what's going to happen. Ultimately, sources have told me from the beginning, the Rams' decision to trade Cooper Kupp, and this is a guy who was the Triple Crown winner not too long ago, Super Bowl MVP, Matthew Stafford's favorite target. But if you look at this previous 2024 season, and especially the last, like, I don't know, 6 to 8 games, Cooper Kupp just wasn't receiving the same targets, the same receptions. It looks like Puka Nacua had taken up the mantle as Stafford's favorite target. So to pay a guy $30 million, especially when it comes to your cap hit at the time, even though they love Cooper Kupp and everything he does off the field and his relationship with Stafford as well, that's a situation the Rams want to move on for and are seeking a trade for. Ultimately, this move to have him go look at his market and see his value is, as we remember famously on Hard Knocks, didn't work out for the New York Giants when they did this with Saquon Barkley, and look what happened to Saquon Barkley this previous year. This is what's out there, and it's dangerous for the Rams. But ultimately, my sources told me this is just a move to eventually get Matthew Stafford back and have him restructure his deal and hopefully get that Cooper Kupp money off the book. And the Rams would look to draft a wide receiver coming up in the draft and try to find a diamond in the rough like they originally did with Cooper Kupp and did with Puka Nacua just a couple years ago. But guys, I would watch out for the Minnesota Vikings here. This is a team that won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold at quarterback. Obviously, they drafted J.J. McCarthy to be the franchise quarterback with the number 10 overall pick, and he kind of redshirted last year. But this is a team with a great defense. They had a better offensive line than even the Rams. He's got a familiar face in head coach Kevin O'Connell, a division he knows in the NFC North. If the Vikings want to trade for this guy, which I know they had maybe thought about early in the season last year, if they want to trade for Matthew Stafford and kind of go all in and try to win in this very tight window before they hand over the reins to J.J. McCarthy, that's the one team that would worry me if I'm the Rams about who could take Matthew Stafford in the place he actually would go to and maybe ask for a trade to. The other teams out there, if you kind of just look at the landscape, the New York Giants, Raiders, I could see that. But if I'm Matthew Stafford, these teams have worse offensive lines than the Rams do. I don't think they're close to winning a championship. I don't think these are teams that he necessarily would want to go to at this point in his career. So to me, it's kind of like Vikings are come back to the Rams. And if he does end up going to the Vikings or any other team for that much, look for the Rams maybe to take a one-year flyer on Aaron Rodgers and maybe even bring in Devontae Adams with him to fill that Cup or Kupp role. It's kind of short-term, one-year deals, low-money deals, maybe in like the 10 to 15 million range. Those are things that I would look like the Rams would do if they end up losing Stafford.
Anytime you can be the Jets, you should try to be the Jets. You know, it's interesting. You say that like this may be ultimately a way to bring Stafford back, right? Like you put out the market. But what would it take for them to say, all right, well, we're not going to bring him back. We're not going to reach a contract extension with him. We are going to trade. What does that actually look like to you? And if that's the move they end up making because somebody presents whatever you think that is, what is the quarterback option for the Rams? Do they go young? Do they draft one? Or is it maybe a Darnold or a Rodgers? Like, what do you think their quarterback replacement is if they indeed trade Matt Stafford?
Yeah, if they indeed do, and to me, it is a number one pick to come back for Stafford. Now, obviously not the same haul that it took to get Stafford from the Lions when Jared Goff famously went to Detroit, and I think that's a trade that you could argue now worked out for both teams. The Rams win the Super Bowl in their first year with Matthew Stafford, and the Lions were able to take those first-round picks that they got from the Rams and turn them into some pretty good players and win a division and be a perennial playoff team. They haven't obviously won the Super Bowl or gotten over the hump yet, but that is a team that, to me, looks like both teams, you could argue, could say you could win the trade like that. So for the Rams, I think they'd be looking for a first-round pick in return if that's something the Vikings are willing to do for a year or two of Matthew Stafford before they hand the reins over to J.J. McCarthy, like I said. And then you would pivot. Now, because of where they are in the draft, I think they're just too far down to get a quarterback. That's a problem with a couple teams. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a team that comes to mind that maybe not be ready to draft. They're looking for a veteran. Maybe the Raiders are looking at the same thing, although you could argue that they're maybe in sniffing distance of like a Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. So to me, I don't think the Rams are high enough to get a franchise quarterback. I also know that this draft outside of Sanders and Ward is not a very deep draft, the quarterback position. So this is a thing where I think the Rams, if they do end up moving Stafford for a first round pick, try to find a stopgap veteran for a year or two. And there's a lot of names out there. To me, Rodgers makes the most sense if it's not Stafford. I think he proved in those like last six games last year that he still has a little bit of magic in him. And under Sean McVay, an offensive genius, you could argue, at the quarterback position, what he's been able to do to Stafford, that's something that he might be able to kind of extend Rodgers' career a little bit. I know they don't want the drama, but here in L.A., we like stars and we kind of like drama a little bit. You tease Luka Doncic, so I'm sure that's part of it. I don't know. Russell Wilson is another name that's a veteran that might be available. Sam Darnold, like you mentioned, that's something the Rams might be interested in. It just depends on is Sam looking to have a big payday and sign a longer term contract now that he'll be a free agent after and try to cash in on the year he had in 2024. So those are the questions and those would be some of the names that they would look to. But I would assume they would go veteran for the 2025 season 1 to 2 year deal, maybe with a team option for the second deal, and then try to draft somebody with one of those first round picks they received for the future.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, it's fascinating, too. This is the biggest domino of the offseason, unquestionably. It feels like a lot of other things will depend on what happens here. And this is a Rams team that's a couple of plays away from beating the Eagles in Philadelphia in a snowstorm in the playoffs.
They so pick up Carter, and they might win
like
that game.
It's not like they're that far. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, Michael J. Duarte is our guest, covering the whole L.A. sports scene down for NBC L.A. at Michael J. Duarte. On Twitter, you can go follow him there. Has Luka Doncic fever swept up the entire city?
The answer is yes. With the Dodgers still in Arizona for spring training, they haven't returned yet. They'll open up the season in Japan before heading back here at the end of March for their opening day and their ring ceremony. So until that happens, yes, Luka Doncic has absolutely swept over the city of L.A. There's a reason why Southern California is known for its earthquakes, because that was a seismic shift in the NBA when that trade went down. And it was one of those trades where, you know, you could argue maybe the most shocking and biggest trade you've seen in NBA history. Certainly the biggest trade I've seen in the middle of the season in NBA history. That was as unpredictable as a game of rock, paper, scissors. And what made it so was the fact that this entire thing was done by Nico Harris and by Rob Pelinka in the shadows. In today's day and age, we hear rumblings, we see tweets, we see rumors, we see talking heads like you and I talking about it ad nauseum. And we can look at Jimmy Butler as a great example. De'Aaron Fox is a great example. This was one nobody had on their radar. Nobody was doing rumblings or rumors about, and it came seemingly out of absolutely nowhere. But now that we've taken some time to digest and it's set in, and Luka Doncic has made his debut, and he's kind of shaking off that rust that he had coming back off that calf injury that sidelined him since Christmas Day, we're seeing a little bit about what this Lakers team can look like now with LeBron James and Luka Doncic alongside each other. They did something that they never did in the last couple of years with Anthony Davis on the team, and that's beat the Denver Nuggets in Denver on their home court. And they didn't just do it with a quick, short victory. They did it in blowout fashion, I might add, with a 23-point victory over a team in the Denver Nuggets that had won 9 straight going into that, and it looked to be pretty easy for the Lakers. So that was a dragon they have not been able to slay, and they finally got over that hump with Luka Doncic, who had his best game, as I just mentioned, in the purple and gold, 32 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, flirting with a triple-double, but the most important stat that kind of shown out at me was 4 steals in that game. So J.J. Redick told me before that game and after that he wanted to bring out the old Luka. In fact, he said to Luka and challenged him, I want you to scream at nothing in this game. And I think that was a nod to when he's going right and he's excited and passionate, you see him yell at seemingly nobody. And that's what he wanted to see from Luka Doncic. And that's what we saw in that game. And people have been asking me for weeks, how exactly is this going to look alongside LeBron James? Because they're both ball dominant players that are elite scorers that need the ball in their hands. And I kept telling people, look, LeBron James has the basketball IQ that he can play with anybody. And if you want to go find a comp, look at LeBron's early years, that first season with the Miami Heat, the Threedles, they called him. That was back in like 2010, I believe. And that was two ball dominant guys like Dwayne, with Dwayne Wade on his side. They needed to learn to play together. And you saw the Dwayne Wade alley-oops and no-look passes and the famous bounce pass with his arms spread as LeBron was dunking behind him. Well, go back to the tape of that Denver game. There was a couple alley-oops that Luka Doncic threw LeBron James running the break. And so we're seeing a little bit of visions of that old kind of Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. And I think this might actually turn back the clock. You can imagine to say that in a 40-year-old player in James, who's in his 22nd year. But if he can play off the ball a little bit, take some kind of wear and tread off that body, with Luka Doncic able to handle some of the offense at times in the game, and especially late in the game, when there's 5-6 minutes left, if you're a defense, an opposing defense, trying to decide how you're going to guard, you know, two of the five best scorers in the NBA, it's very difficult to do. And adding Luka at the point guard position, 6'5", 6'6", you could argue very long, and you already have LeBron James, you have Austin Reeves, you have Jared Vanderbilt, Rui Hachimura. You have some very long, lengthy guys on defense. And I think that provides matchups that favor the Lakers on defense and are nightmares for opposing defenses and offenses to plan for. So the Lakers look good, and we'll see. I don't know if I think they're better than the Oklahoma City Thunder in the West, which to me are the best team in the NBA right now. But I like what the Lakers look like now with Doncic and LeBron James healthy alongside each other.
We're way against it, so it's got to be a yes or no only. People in LA care about USC spring football game being canceled.
No, nobody cares. Yeah. And this is the direction college football is heading, as we can see. Yeah. Exactly.
Michael J. Duarte, one of our favorites down in Los Angeles. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Michael J. Duarte, covering the LA sports scene for NBC LA. Thank you, as always. Not many West Coast people will get up for us live on the air.
No.
You're one of the few. We always appreciate it. And hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, I know we were trying to do it for the last couple of weeks, so thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Have a great show.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.